Vincentians have been cautioned not to become complacent during the current hurricane season and to always be vigilant for the possibility of hazards during adverse weather conditions. These words of caution were issued by the director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes, who said NEMO continues to observe more active weather conditions even before the traditional peak period.
As we approach September, we know we are approaching the traditional peak of the hurricane season. I notice it's traditional because we have seen so many unusual activities, especially this day and over the last years as the climate continues to change. We have seen June being one of those active months in terms of having several systems coming across. So we have seen last week we had several systems again in the Atlantic crossing over into the Caribbean Sea. And as we approach a traditional peak of the hurricane season, which is really the end of August into September, just want to encourage all residents to continue your preparedness.
Ms. Forbes is appealing to residents across the country to continue paying close attention to accurate local weather information issued by credible sources. She is also appealing for members of the public to be aware of how their homes and other properties can be affected by the various hazards and to plan accordingly.
Important they continue to listen to the alerts and recent information from the Met Services, as they're the official source of information in terms of what is happening in country. And even though we are monitoring systems that are coming across, the localized information comes through our Met Services, and continue to really look at the information that we have recently coming around from credible sources as to knowing what you have to do in terms of, you know, if there's a storm approaching. Want us to be reminded also of the three main hazards that we have impacting us during the hurricane season: the strong winds, the heavy rainfall, and the rough sea. And if you know that you're prone to these particular threats or hazards, to really take all the precaution as we go deeper into the hurricane season.
Ms. Forbes is also appealing to members of the public not to wait until it is too late to begin their preparations, because it only takes one adverse weather system to cause significant damage.
Do not wait until it's too late to trim your trees, for example, or stock up on water and a few food supplies that are needed for you to sustain for 2-3 days or even for a week or longer, because we just don't know what is going to happen during the hurricane season. We see the warmer temperatures, which are driving some of the activities we're seeing coming across in the Atlantic. And as we keep saying, there's some unusual activity. The hurricane season is constantly transforming, because at the beginning of the season, we hear it might have been average, below average. And it doesn't matter whether it's going to be average or not. It only takes one system to really, or one impact, to really give us a good pounding in our country.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.